Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishma Sarim Yaakoshom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Yudalit. The one on the top of Amud Aleph brings the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, who went and he was Moiser Nefesh in order to do smicho to the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And when the Oivim, when the enemies, when the Rishayim found out what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo did, they ran after him. He told the five Talmidim to run away. So they told him back, what about you, Rebbe? Omer lehem, hareini muta lifneim ke'even she'ein lehoivchim. I'll be here standing like a stone that cannot be turned around. What does it mean, ke'even she'ein lehoivchim, like a stone? So the Mashoyin Chidush HaGodes says the following line. He says, hineini muta lifneim lekabel amiso. I'm laying down in front of them to receive death. Me'ava, with love. Bli hergish tsar, without feeling any pain. Ke'even azeh she'einu margish, like the stone who has no feelings of pain. And as many pointed out, this Maharsha is in a reference to what's brought down already in the Chuvis Mahara Mirotenburg, Tfus Prag Semen Tafkov Yudzai. And so it's quoted in a few other shutim, that the Maharam said, to when a person was goymer das, limsoris nafsho akidush Hashem, a person is willing to kill himself akidush Hashem, mikan ve'elach kol misa shoyisim loy. From here on, any death that's done to him, einoy margish klal, he doesn't feel that at all. There's no feeling of pain. And he brings a riot for the Messiah. Messiah is some simonim that you have to connect different psukim together. The Messiah connects the following two psukim. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Hikuni bal chalisi. There's another pasuk in Shereshin that says, Hikuni pitzouni. So he says, what is the connection between the two? When a person is kuni pitzouni, when a person is being hit and being injured, he doesn't feel anything. There's no chalisi, there's no feeling. And concludes the Maharam Yotubag and says, Feteida, shekacho, bring her a ride, that's how it is. Because a person, when he puts a finger into the fire, it's natural for someone to scream. A person touches the fire, it causes pain, he automatically screams. He says, we see Kedoshe Elyon, that they were burned on Kiddush Hashem, and they do not scream. What's that? How don't they scream, says Maharam Yotabuk. Says Maharam Yotabuk, the reason is because they're mekabel on themselves to dial Kiddush Hashem, so they feel no pain at all. As mentioned, this is brought down in a few places. And the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in his Sefer Biras Migdal Oiz, in Evan HaBoichin Pino Aleph, he writes, he speaks there about someone dying Kiddush Hashem, and he says, the biggest soid, he says, nearly, I think, that when someone dies in Kiddush Hashem, there's a bracha to say. The bracha is, Bucha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushonu, B'mitzvoyso V'tzivonu, Lekadei Shmoi Barabim. And when a person does this bracha, says the Yavetz, he should do it b'simcha, u'b'nevesh chafetzo, because he was zoichet to be mekadesh Hashem in the world. And he concludes that and says that we have a Kabbalah, the kolam oyse atzmer lizbo la yisurim akdushas Hashem yisborach b'leiv shalim, someone accepted it on himself, b'leiv shalim, shuv eino margish b'chol yisurim koshim u'mor shabarim, he feels nothing, nothing will bother him. And in Sefer Chassidus, this brought an explanation to this. And the Sefer Omud HaAvoido from Reboruch Mikosov and Dusha Machshava Oistes, he says when a person is mekabel himself to die, the reason why he doesn't feel anything, because he completely leaves the body. His neshama is midabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he melee. All Yisurim, all pain comes from the body. But if his neshama is connected to Hashem, so there's no Yisurim at all. Similarly, he's brought down the Arvei Nachal, Pashas Masei, who quotes the Mismah Rami Rotterburg, and he explains when a person has that Mesirus Nefesh, he elevates his feelings to the Oilum HaMachshava. He goes up from Oilum HaMaiseh to Oilum HaMachshava, and when you go to Oilum HaMachshava, so all the Chushim and Argeshim and Gashmim are all removed from a person. And not only does it have Yisurim, says the Arvei Nachal, but Hadarab, he has a Tainug that he got to that level. And the more Yisurim he has, the more Tainug he has, that he reached this level of Misal Kiddush Hashem. Dvoim Neuroim V'Niflaim Ad L'Miloit. Just bring one Ha'orah And the Achronim speak about this a lot, but one Ha'ara brings Rav Yosef Engel in his Gilyon Yashas on Brochas Daf Samech Aleph on base. So there he speaks about Rabbi Akiva, Sheyusorkim is Besor B'Masrekos Shel Barzel. And the Yerushalmi goes on to be more explicit to say that Rabbi Akiva said how much Yisurim he's feeling. And furthermore, he doesn't mention it, but furthermore, it's brought down in Sefer Kabbalah that the Yisurim that Rabbi Akiva felt, that broke the Klipas, and that did tremendous things in the world. So according to this, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, but we just learned in Sefer Chassidim that when a person is Moise Atzwa Kiddush Hashem, he doesn't feel any Yisurim. So why is it mashma for all the sources regarding Rabbi Akiva that he did feel the Yisurim? So says Rav Yosef Engel, the Rabbi Akiva on his level, he wanted to feel the Yisurim. He wanted to add the Yisurim and the pain of Yisurim to his Misa, and because of Chippas Gdushas Shmo Yisbarach. That was his will. So even though a regular person who's willing to dine Kedush Hashem doesn't feel any Yisurim, but Rabbi Akiva, who he wanted to feel the Yisurim, he did feel the Yisurim. Azoy Zok, the race of Engel, and there's much more to be marach on this topic, but we see here a source to this in the Marsha in our Sugya. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshova, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.